بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وبارك وسلم. سيدنا شرف ودار الشيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أخسر ساب رحمه الله ستايت الأفوتيز ميراكوي نهي آه تيري سوا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا. زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر لقا, زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر لقا, اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا. زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر لقا, اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا. تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا. تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا. بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, میری کشتی کہے میری کشتی کہے تو ہی بس نا خدا. بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, میری کشتی کہے تو ہی بس نا خدا. تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا, تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا, ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا. تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا, ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا. تیرے دریا اے رحمت کا ہے آسرا, تیرے دریا اے رحمت کا ہے آسرا, ورنہ اختر ہے آمال سے بے نوا. تیرے دریا اے رحمت کا ہے آسرا, ورنہ اختر ہے آمال سے بے نوا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this beautiful bayan and supplication of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh
حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اکثر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ رومی زمانہ تبریز وقت حضرت is teaching us here how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then all the time remain in the plea of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us connected to Him. So Hazrat making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand, on the other hand teaching us reality of life, that mera koi nahi ah tere siwa, taking a deep sigh and saying, Ya Allah, besides you, who is there for me? And this is actually, Hazrat explained so beautifully, that the ashikana tarjuma of our kalima la ilaha illallah. And when we make zikr, we have to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this love of Allah ta'ala comes in the heart when you make zikr and you say la ilaha illallah. Actually, we know the literal meaning, myself I'm talking of, we all should see our condition, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But Hazrat says, when you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when you say la ilaha illallah, you are saying, oh Allah, aapke siwa koi aur hai hi nahi meri liye. And oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? As our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, if a wife tells her husband, that who is there for me now? My father is not around, and I'm in your house, I can't turn to anybody. Even if he's got a hard heart, he'll melt. And see, she's saying, only I am there for him. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, who's Arhamur Rahimeen, and when we make zikr of Allah in this way, that oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all our affairs. As Allah Ma'alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi explained, that in the ayat where Allah ta'ala says, Allah waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-zulumati ila an-nur, that the sign of wilayat, of friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now puts a person on hidayat. And Allah gives him guidance. And why? يُخْرِجُهُمْ بِمُؤِينِهِمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out his friends from all roads of darkness by the special assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist them? بِمُحِبِّهِمْ, because Allah ta'ala has got special love for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them special assistance. And not only that, وَمُتَوَلِّي أُمُورِهِمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of all their matters. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of our matters, then as our Hazrat explained, that we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand, oh Allah, please make my tazkiyah. On the other hand, we beg Allah, oh Allah, please make me jaz, that pull me towards you in such a way that all the negative forces that are attracting me away from you won't able to take me away from you. So a person begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the one hand, we make our effort to, according to the best of our ability, but realize our efforts are too weak. As Hazrat in the end of the of this dua explains to us. So we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize we are beggars in the court of Allah. And Allah, then Hazrat says, ah, tere siwa, oh Allah, besides you, there is nobody for me. Eh Khuda, eh Khuda, eh Khuda. And we have to show this yearning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? Like a young child, how it goes behind the mother and all the time just begging. And finally the mother gives in and just gives what, take what you want. Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Akbar, as Hazrat has taught us, we have to learn to beg from Allah ta'ala like children, like babies, we have to learn. And as Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned on one occasion, that when a child comes in the world, then all the time he is crying. The moment he cries, you see the mother is running, the grandmother is running, the auntie is running, everybody's attention is to that child. That what's wrong, why the child is crying, is it hungry, has it got a pain, whatever. So as long as the child remains crying, all the attention is there. The child gets little big and starts playing outside, now even it falls, it feels shy to cry, nobody's attention on that child. Now it gets hurt at night when he comes, the mother gives him a bath, say, oh, where you got bruised here, where you got hurt here? Because no crying, no attention. So Hazrat explained exactly the same. When the ummah used to cry in their du'as and plead to Allah, Allah's attention, Allah's rahmat used to turn to them. And when the ummah stopped crying like myself, no time to make even du'a. Forget crying, tears coming out from our eyes. No time for dua, then where is the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to turn towards us? So we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what praying and pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains what is the real crux of this whole effort of the soul and the efforts of deen. And why do we come to these majalis? Zindagi meri hai tera zikro lika. Or meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. That my life must become such that, oh Allah, my real life, my loving is when I'm engaged in your zikr. And when you're in the zikr of Allah, as we learn that when we start our zikr, think of this hadith-e-qudsi, ana jalisu man zakarani. That I am the companion of that person who's making my zikr. So when you're making the zikr of Allah, you're actually in the companionship of Allah. You're in the meeting, you are in a special meeting with Allah. And as our Hazrat has taught us, for me particularly to learn, that when we're making zikr, we're making tilawat, imagine you're in a meeting with Allah. At that time, how we can turn our attention to anybody? Here you get an important phone call. Immediately you send a message reply, I'm in a meeting, I'll call you back. But myself, the moment we are engaged in tilawat, any message, we hear the sound on our phone, immediately we're turning to that. We don't realize we're in a meeting with Allah. We are making our zikr, we're in a meeting with Allah, but we are unmindful. So we have to build this relationship with Allah Ta'ala, and these are the majalis where we will get this reality, this Islahi programs that we have, all for myself to learn, and all of us should see our condition, that have I got life in me? Otherwise I got no life. That I'm like a dead man, any sound just turns me away from the reality. Reality is that we are engaged in the zikr of Allah, that is the obedience of Allah, and then we'll be in the companionship of Allah, and then a person realizes that, oh Allah, my death, that I'm like a dead man, the moment I'm separated from you. That the moment I'm in your disobedience, or I'm in ghaflat, I'm mindful from you, then I'm separated, then I'm like a dead person. Then Allah's focus also turns away from a person. So a person is living in very dangerous situation. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding to realize at least we think of this reality. We make dua that Allah give us real life. That all the time we engage in your zikr, in your companionship, and save us from that death, that we are unmindful of you, we are in a state of ghaflat. As a pious person says, that, oh Allah, apne kurb ka maza chakale, fir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar mubtala. That, oh Allah, give me the taste of your close proximity, then don't ever put me into a pain of separation. In other words, save me from your disobedience, O Allah. And then a person will realize when you reach, this is a very high stage Hazrat is talking about. But if we just think, then myself will realize where we are. We're not even in the ABC of Islam. We're not even in the ABC of making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at least we can beg Allah. We also want that stage. If Allah ta'ala and Allah is Sami'un Alim, Allah hears and Allah knows whether we are serious in our begging. So if we beg to Allah Ta'ala, then we'll see, Hazrat says, what a stage a person reach. Tere bin kyu andera andera hua. Mere dunya ka shams o kamar kya hua. That the moment a person, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, inna allazina taqaw iza mastahum ta'ifu min ash-shaytan, tazakkaru fa idhaum mubsirun. That sometimes the pious servants of Allah also, shaitan comes and interferes in them, make khalal in their ibadat, etc. And for a moment they become unmindful, tazakkaru. They jump up, wow, I'm busy with Allah Ta'ala, I'm busy in tilawat, I'm zikr, I'm supposed to be in salah, where am I thinking? So immediately they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, that, oh Allah, that moment that I'm without you, then it's like I'm in total darkness. Like I've lost my light. And Hazrat explains this point so beautifully, that only if you got light, you'll know when there is load shedding or your lights have tripped. If you got no light, then you won't know. People living in a shanty don't have electricity. So if there's no light, they don't know. So exactly the same, the friends of Allah, they got the current of the love of Allah. The moment they see any deviation, any ghaflat, immediately they realize, hey, what's wrong with my light? My current has gone down, so they check their trip switches, make istighfar, make tawbah, and then it comes on. Otherwise a person, if he remains in that state, Hazrat says, why so darkness? that now my world, the sun in my world and the moon in my world has become dull. I can't see the beautiful sun, the brightness of the sun and the beautiful moonlight. What has happened? When a person turns away from the obedience of Allah, then he is in total darkness. Allah Ta'ala says, Zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. Layers of darkness cover him. But a person like myself, we don't even realize. And we just carry on in our entertainment, still watching our sports and still being on our mobile, watching all. Allah save us from any haram. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Hazrat says, Behre tufan gham hai mukhalif hawa. Meri kashti ka hai tu hi bas na khuda. That oh Allah, that in this ocean of the love of Allah, now there is a strong force, a storm that is blowing me away from you. That oh Allah, the strong force that I want to come close to you, and the strong storm is blowing my ship away from you. That oh Allah, besides you, who can steer my ship? So we beg Allah Ta'ala that in all the time of fitan, all the time of problems and all entertainment and wherever you go, all the billboards that are encouraging you to haram, turn away from them. Beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, you steer our ship in the right direction. Oh Allah, don't let us get caught and take the wrong road. And then a person realizes, Teri Rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua, har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. Hazrat teaches us, when a person keeps on begging and pleading to Allah Ta'ala and makes that effort how much he can make, as one of our pious elders teaches us, is tarah se tay kar gaya hum manzile, hum chale, hum gire, hum fir ute, hum fir chale. That how did we walk this path towards Allah Ta'ala? It's a very delicate path, it's not an easy path also, but Allah made it enjoyable. Just hold the hand of one of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. But even that, we will start walking, we will start making zikr, tilawat, we feel nice, and then we see after a few days, we get lax, and we become a state of unmindfulness, that means we fell down. Now Hazrat says, don't remain falling down. Get up again. In other words, make istighfar, make tawbah, realize, hey, 2-3 days, no tilawat, no zikr, what's happening? Again make tawbah, istighfar, carry on walking. And in this way, as a child takes 2-3 steps and then carries on, you see that child starts walking fast, starts running, and then what tricks it does. So Hazrat says here, Teri Rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua. After pleading and begging Allah Ta'ala, now the beautiful sun of the Rahmat of Allah has enlightened in my life again. And me that was worth the worst punishment of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala freed me from that punishment. In other words, Allah Ta'ala took me out of ghaflat also. And now, end of the day, a person realizes, with all this, as you tread the path to Allah Ta'ala, you realize your weakness, how weak you are. And end of the day, we have to karte rahe or darte rahe. So at the end of this beautiful dua and supplication, and bayan, Hazrat teaches us, Tere darya-e rahmat ka hai aasra, warna akhtar hai aamal se benawa. That oh Allah, all that I have got support in is your ocean of rahmat. That I know you are arhamur rahimeen. You are so merciful, oh Allah, because my actions have got no weight in you. And this is the humbleness of the pious servants, humbleness of our Dada Shaykh. What love of Allah they had, what amal they did, we can't imagine. But all the time we should realize that even Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nobody can enter Jannat without the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa said, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even you, O Nabi of Allah, he said, even me, but Allah has engulfed me and covered me in His mercy already. So we should realize that we have beg Allah Ta'ala and make this effort to tell our mort, till the last moment when the ruh is not out, we shouldn't be at ease. And at that time, as Hazrat says, then just hope of the special mercies of the ocean of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start our program on Yawm al-Ahad Sunday, we mentioned a few things.
and just a bit more detail and also some correction in there. With regard to Durood Sharif, when we read Durood Sharif, there were three intentions that were to be made when we read Durood Sharif. And alhamdulillah, two brothers came and asked, so just to correct it, and this shows that the interest of the brothers also, mashallah. So the first is that we reading Durood Sharif, and this applies to many other ibadat also, all ibadat, that it is the command of Allah. That is why we are reading, fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. So that is the first intention. Second one is tasdeeqan, that we testify that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And not just outwardly, but we try and go a little bit more in detail. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin. That is a great quality of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the seal of the prophethood, of prophethood, of risalat. That now no other Nabi will come. Now, in another sense, the beautiful palace of Nabuwat was built. The final beauty was to be placed. And the cherry on the top, the final, was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm sending durood on him, on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also in risalat, that what efforts Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so that this true deen can reach me today. It was, the foundation was set by Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that after 1400 years in the southern tip of Africa, deen has come here. So we can never pay back Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with that feeling also. Also very important that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us that perfect way of life. What a model, uswatun hasana, a beautiful example he has presented to us. And in presenting the deen, what we read, قَدْ بَدْلَقْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ. What Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through, what sacrifices he made the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum give, and all along the history of Islam, what sacrifices the people gave. So I'm sending durood on that personality. And then the third is also very important, that muhabbatan fi, with the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu, to increase my muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shawqan ilayhi, that I have the desire to be with my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and ta'zeeman li qadrihi wa li kawnihi ahlan li dhalik, and the honor and respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ba'da suda tuhi buzurg kissa mukhtasar, that after Allah, the greatest position is that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that shauq and desire to be with him, and to that his thoughts must be with us, and the grandeur and honor of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So with that we should try and make read our durood sharif. And we don't have to think of it so much in detail than when we're going to make durood. We hardly got time to read 10 times durood. But lightly we think of it, and then we carry on, and we will see that what great benefits there is. And those who have the time should definitely do this, and then they will see how much durood sharif, what won't it give to them. And great, great people, what they derive through durood sharif. I spoke to Maulana Muhammad Gardi of White River, and we were speaking on these subjects. So he was saying that Hizbul Bahr is also one compilation of great durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says every night before Isha, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, he should listen in the kitab. Hazrat should read it off by heart. Eh? And there in the haram. And then I was explaining to him about looking at the Kaaba Sharif. He said, Hazrat couldn't manage that courage to look at the Kaaba Sharif. And he would just be shaking all the time, crying the honor of Allah Ta'ala. He should sit there. So, Durood Sharif is a very great ibadat We must never in any way underestimate it. How much we can read Durood Sharif, we should read Durood Sharif. Also, and one dua that is also encouraged here, that when we make read Durood Sharif, any other ibadat also, azil hijab al-ghaflati. Oh Allah, remove the veils of unmindfulness. Today we know we make zikr, our mind is not there. Namaz, our mind is not there. Tilawat of Quran, dua we are making. Begging of Allah something very much, but there we now falling asleep in the dua. Now our mind is gone somewhere else. So this hijab of ghaflat, unmindfulness, and the remedy for that is regular zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. And then the one amal that we showed of reading La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Also very, very effective. I mentioned it was 125 times. It's actually 115 times. 115,000. 115,000, not 125,000. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. In this kitab where Mureedeen have asked Hazrat questions and corrected themselves, this is the letters of one, looks like a young girl who is perhaps at university or whatever, and a few of her letters had come before. Further she writes, Hazrat Atlas, aapki dua se alhamdulillah pehle se us naam-e-ihram ka khiyal kuch kam ho gaya hai. قصدن اس کا خیال ترک کر رہی ہوں کبھی کبھی پھر بھی خیال آ جاتا ہے آپ کی دعاوں کی ضرورت ہے. And this is a condition that we also go through. She says that she was inclined to a certain boy, but now has gone very less. That thoughts are coming very less, and intentionally I don't bring her these thoughts anymore, and sometimes, but still the thoughts come, I need your duas. The answer is very important for us, though it's just a few words. Isme mashghool na ho. Just when the thoughts come, don't let your mind be engaged in it. So, Hazrat explains, and there is a great, great remedy which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi gave. We are only responsible for how much we can do. We are not responsible for more than that. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. So any bad thought comes, we're not responsible. So you won't be taken to task, and it won't harm your progress in reaching Allah Ta'ala. Yes, when the thought came and you engage in it now voluntarily, now you start thinking and building and now fantasizing all, this will be harmful. This will be guna and this will pull you back. But just the thought comes, it's nothing wrong. And also with this, we don't have to be the best. We are not responsible. We are responsible to try to be the best. How much we can try, so much we are responsible. If a person understands this, he'll find great ease and comfort in his life. Otherwise, if he wants to talk, like we know, how many matriculants commit suicide, university students commit suicide, too much pressure on them. That you must come first, you must pass, you must get distinctions. One child told the mother, I want 7 A's. The mother says, I make dua, you get 8 A's. She said, you are cooking, all the heat is looking, it's going to your head. If I'm doing 7 subjects, I'm going to get 8 A's. So she said, I make dua, you only get 1 A. Now he couldn't understand that also. Finally he said, the A of Allah. If you get Allah, you've got everything. Wherever you are, whether you pass, you fail. If you got Allah, you got everything. In the qabr, Allah is with you, no problem. On the day of Qiyamah, on full sirat, if you got the A of Allah, but that A we don't strive for. We want A in English, A in mathematics, A in everything else. So that those thoughts that don't now engage and don't fantasize. And if we voluntarily fantasize, then we can't move forward. So what comes unintentionally, we're not responsible. And it won't keep us back. Don't worry about it. How buzurgs have made our tasawwuf so easy in reaching Allah Ta'ala. Dil se dua hai. Maamulat zikr mein khas ayyam ke alawa imtihan ke wajah se do din naga ho gaya hai. She said that my maamulat, my zikr and that which I do, that besides the days, my monthly days, which I cannot make zikr, tilawat, etc., namaz, etc., besides that, because of the exams, I missed out 2 days as well. This answer is also very important for us. Naga na kare, khat adat kam kare. We all have that occasions when we can't complete our maamulat. For example, you are traveling, For example, there is a bayan on many of us. We got something to read after Maghrib, but today after Maghrib we are sitting in the program. So now we are not going to do our ma'amulat. If Allah gives tawfiq, those there are those who will stay awake till 12 to complete. But those such people also perhaps are all in their qabr. Hey, the people who are here, who will stay awake till we complete our ma'amulat, very few perhaps. But anyway, so what to do in such an occasion? We have been given various remedies, but they must not be taken as a license for always. The three quls, three times each, is for everything. And also that, فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. We read that, it covers up everything. That is when we couldn't manage it. Not just voluntarily, we didn't do it, laziness. Sometimes lot of other things. Allah save us all. A person had to rush to hospital. Forget up between Maghrib and Isha, whole night he's sitting in the hospital with a patient or he himself, where you're going to finish your ma'amulat. So Hazrat says that on such occasions, that don't leave out your ma'amulat completely. Do even just a little bit. Even if it is just once we were with Hazrat Maulana Qamar al-Zamasab in the UK, when Hazrat mentioned that he got up so early for his tahajjud, but so busy people making mashura, wanting ta'weez, this mashura, etc. He says, today I couldn't read my Yaseen also. So only I read 10 ayats. So don't give it up completely. You can't manage the whole of Yaseen, read 10 ayats. You can't read your whole Surah Kahf, and not just because you're lazy or you delayed or something, because of other involvement, you set your program for Jummah, one phone call came 1 hour. And also important, somebody wants some advice, somebody has got a problem, and on Jummah they phone, now you are busy. So at least read 10 ayats of Surah Kahf, you couldn't read the whole Surah. You couldn't read your Salatul Tasbih, read the abridged one, the short one on that day. So don't give it up completely. Like for our food also. Sometimes we can't have a whole meal. We say, I'll just take 2 sandwiches with. I'll eat it on the way. Or I'll just wear a little bit this. But we don't give up food completely. Little bit we have, it keeps us going. Aap se maalum kiya tha ki khas ayyam mein ye amal karna hai ya nahi. Jawab meri samaj mein nahi aaya, barahe meherbani, aasan alfaz mein do bara masala hal kar de. And this is also a true murid ne, that you want to know properly. She said, I asked the question that during my monthly days, that how must I do my ma'amulat, what must I do? I didn't understand the answer. So please explain it more clearly to me. So any person, we mustn't just be satisfied if we don't understand something, ask again. One great scholar, if it was perhaps Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, he asked one masala 34 times. The ustad asked him, you understood? He said, no, I didn't understand. 34 times. Then the 34th time he said, now I've understood it and I can explain it to you now. Better than what you explained it to me, I can explain it to you now. So when we don't understand, we should also try and find out. So Hazrat writes there, in ayyam mein tilawat karna, namaz parna, roza rakhna, jaiz nahi. Clearly that those days when the women are off, then they can't make tilawat of Quran Sharif. They can't perform their namaz, can't keep roza. Zikrullah, yani subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, durood sharif, istighfar, kar sakti hai. You can do that. So for us also, many times, we shouldn't take our taqwa to that level also, that I haven't got wuzu, I can't make zikr. And now we're not making zikr. You can make zikr without wuzu. You have wuzu, mashallah, nurun ala nur, very good. But you can't, then without wuzu, make your zikr, the rewards are there. Of course, you can read Quran Sharif for men without wudu off by heart. You can't touch the Quran Sharif, you can read off by heart. You are not a hafiz, you can read Surah Fatiha how many times, you can read Qul Huwallah how many times, you can still make your tilawat, Durood Sharif you can read, and if you got wudu, even better. But don't make it upon yourself that if I haven't got wudu, so I can't make zikr also. حضرت اقدس صاحب معاملات خلوت میں کرنے کو کہا تھا لیکن گھر میں ہر وقت سب موجود ہوتے ہیں کوئی جگہ ایسی نہیں ہے اگر سب سو جائے تو میں اسی کمرہ میں کر سکتی ہوں. She says that you told me to make my zikr in solitude. When outwardly the meaning that there must be nobody else, that you must be all alone. And usually in these countries families are big, and usually it's the extended family. The son gets married, he's staying in the house. Another son gets married, he's also staying. Houses are not so big, so where must I get a place where I can be in solitude? So Hazrat replies, and very important for us also, خلوت سے مراد یہ ہے کہ اسی کمرہ میں ایک طرف کو بیٹھ جائیں اور معاملات پورے کر لیں. کمرہ خالی ہونا یا وہاں کوئی نہ ہو یہ ضروری نہیں. So when you make your dhikr, Hazrat says, all you do, you sit in one corner. People are there, they are busy with their things, whatever they are doing, in one corner, and you put your attention to Allah Ta'ala and you complete your dhikr. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one time in Saharanpur in the Khanqa, he asked a question when the whole masjid was full with all mu'takifin. So he said, is it possible to have khalwat in this jalwat? Is it possible to be alone when there are, the whole masjid is fully occupied and 24 hours people are there? Then he gave the answer himself. He said, yes, it is possible, and that is what is required, and that is what is meant by i'tikaf. To be alone with Allah Ta'ala. So in your thoughts, you be all people around you and everyone, but your thoughts be with Allah Ta'ala. Buzurgs give a very beautiful example of this. You are traveling on a super highway, that is of Pakistan, India, not of today, of the past. Now their highway is also different. On that super highway, trucks used to go, cars used to go, bicycles used to go, tractors to go, the person pushing his cart is also going there, a person on a donkey cart is also going there, so everyone is going. So if you just keep your attention on your road, you'll be safe. If you're looking around this side, that's the minute you look aside, you'll move and you'll bump somebody or somebody will bump you. So the same way, this khalwat, to be alone with Allah, in spite of everyone, you can have this khalwat in spite of jalwat. And this is what is required. A person, for example, goes to supermarket to buy, goes to a mall, shopping mall, and his mind is with Allah. He's reading fourth kalima. He's earning so much. His necessary things he's seeing, but his mind is still with Allah Ta'ala. In his mind, I mustn't look at any haram yet. In his mind, I mustn't do anything wrong. I mustn't deceive somebody. That I buy six of one item, and I only somehow manage to only let them ring the till on five, and one just goes past like that. No, that is, you are in Jalwat, the whole shopping mall, but you are alone with Allah. My Allah is watching me. This is, Allah grant us that we achieve this. This is the important and crux of all these things. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written very beautifully that the object of all this is that our dealings with people, our akhlaq, our character, how we treat people, all our financial matters, everything of this, how we treat our neighbors, whether they're Muslims, non-Muslims, how we relate with our family, these are the things that spread Islam when they were according to the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our namaz, roza, hajj, and zakat, that is all our ibadat, that is to build upon these things, to make it strong. But the real spread of Islam is when these things will be correct. When they know that you deal with a Muslim, you know you got no problem. If that day can come again, that with a Muslim, you don't have to worry with, like one Sahabi says, when I deal with a Muslim, I don't worry. At one time, but later, things change. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with those qualities, and those are the true things that spread Islam. This honesty, this what your neighbors, you treat them well. For example, we are very weak today. How many of us know our neighbors? How much do we meet our neighbors? Whereas it comes that so much Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam stressed the rights of the neighbor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam thought that next he will be a shareholder in the inheritance also. So much in the neighbor. But today we don't even ask whether you have got food in your house, how are you living. And neighbors also, there are various categories. One is your immediate neighbor, and the people living nearby are also your neighbors. There are various, our neighboring country we speak about. That is, those are also in a sense neighbors. So all this, Allah give us tawfiq. Allah take it that if it comes from speaking into amal, into us, inshallah. In this kitab, the questions and answers of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And also very important, the ghurur, wa takabbur ka ilaj, pride, haughtiness. This is a serious illness, and if we all try and analyze like that, we might take it for granted, I'm humble, but really we have speak for myself, of course, really, that we are filled with pride. And pride is one of the most terrible diseases, that a person will have so much ibadat, so much of riyazat, so much of mujahada, but just a little bit, one iota of pride, and you won't even get the fragrance of Jannah. So, and how important it is to remove this pride. Sawal. Ek shakht ne kaha ke mere andar ghurur aur takabbur bahut hai. Fortunate is this person that he analyzed and he said, I find that I've got lot of pride. How many of us will be able to admit this? To say that I've got lot of pride. Dusre logo ko akal aur hushyari mein. اور کبھی علم میں اور کبھی باپ دادا کی مالداری میں اپنے سے کمتر سمجھتا ہوں. He says that other people, as far as intelligence is concerned, as far as to be clever, and sometimes in knowledge, and sometimes because of the wealth of ours, my parents, my grandparents, a wealthy family we are, because of all this, I think other people are less than me, that they are lower than me. And the tawadu, to have humility, the final stage of it is, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, that you realize yourself to be the lowest in the whole of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And today, very difficult for us to think that I am lower than somebody else. Lower in all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Go ye maraz yahan par کم معلوم ہوتا ہے اپنی بستی میں بہت پایا جاتا ہے. He says, yeah, when I'm in the khanqa, then I don't find it so much. But when I'm at home, then this thing attacks me. And I feel I'm better than other people in various aspects, that I'm superior and better to them. Huzur uska ilaj batlawe. And see the treatment Maulana gave. Allah let us all bring that treatment into us, because truly, Al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi, according to what a person thinks of himself, we are, I think, very, very much guilty of this, and the treatment of it is very essential. Ek waqt baithkar apne uyub ko socha karo. At one time, sit and think of your faults. This is also only who Allah blesses. Otherwise, we don't see our faults. That fault will be in somebody else, we'll speak so much about it and run that person down. Least realizing that fault in me is to a much more higher degree. I'm thinking, and the way nafs plays with a person, it puts a complete parda on yourself. And one of the things, one of the types of people whom Allah Ta'ala loves very much is that person whose eyes has fallen on his own fault. That person won't look down upon anybody. He won't make ghibat. All those things will go out of him when his eyes fall. But only fortunate, only by Allah's fazl, that our eyes fall on our own faults. Otherwise, to see our own faults is almost impossible. We don't see it. Very fortunate is that person whose eyes falls on his own faults. So Hazrat says, think of yourself and think of your own weaknesses, your faults. اور زبان سے بھی کہا کرو. And say with your tongue also, میں برا بے وقوف ہوں. I'm a great stupid. میں برا نالائق ہوں. I'm really very bad. And just saying to oneself, it helps also to a certain degree, very small degree, but at least so much. And when somebody else tells you, at least if you are in that position, that when your sheikh tells you, you accept it wholeheartedly. Otherwise, today we are not prepared from a sheikh also. And one of our biggest sheikhs, our wives. And let the wife tell you that you are tu bara nalaq hai, tu bara be waqoof hai. If your wife tells you like that, we will say you don't, you broke me up. You have really brought me to rock bottom. And then if somebody else has to tell us, what then? But really, if you think for yourself, and the reality hits you, that really I am the worst. And if a person just thinks, what thinks he? As far as akhlaq, somebody might think that I've got very good akhlaq. But when your akhlaq gets a little analyzed, you realize I'm the worst in akhlaq. I thought I treat my wife very well, my children, my neighbors. Then you realize I'm really, really most rotten in that. So when a person realizes that, aaj ghanta roz aana usme sarf karo aur phir ittila do. Hazrat says, spend half an hour every day and then inform me. If we can spend half a minute every day, now just to think that I am the worst and my faults, and make dua to Allah that Allah open my faults to me. Let me see my faults. And really others see our faults, we don't see our faults. And we see the faults of others, we don't see our faults. So also as it comes that a mirror, a mu'min is the mirror of a mu'min. So like a mirror will tell you everything clearly how you are. Everything it will tell you, and the mirror won't tell anyone else. When you have moved from the mirror won't tell you, you know, that person who was before you, he had this false or that. The mirror doesn't keep a file on you. Eh? So like that a mu'min is supposed to be. When you see a mu'min and he tells you your faults, but at that time finished. Now after that, wiped out. No file is kept, no records are kept. And don't tell anyone else also. And the mirror will tell you as it is. It won't add one bit more. It won't subtract one thing also. So we also, as mu'min of one another, friend, at least with the wife, tell her, open her heart. She opens your heart. And we tell one another's faults. And we are prepared to accept the faults also. Today, otherwise, the only way which Hazrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said is by praising people. And to try and take out the best by praising them. The minute you go into fault, telling a fault clearly, with good intentions, everything breaks. So it's your friend. You can have 10-year friendship. One day you tell him, this year little, if you correct this, it changes completely. Today we are very far off the mark. Allah Ta'ala, guide us and help us, inshallah. In this kitab, Ma'arif al-Masnawi, and we are reading about Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, that always used to get the best from the person he was with, the king or the very wealthy person. One time when he got something that was not so nice, how he made sabr and the lessons to take from there. Further, Hazrat says with that, پیغمبر علیہ السلام کا ارشاد ہے کہ خدا اس بندہ کو ایمان بھی عطا نہیں فرماتا جس کی سرشت میں صبر کی خصلت ودیعت نہ فرماتا. That Allah, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says, Allah does not even give ایمان to that person who in his nature, in his temperament, he hasn't got the quality of صبر. So that صبر, شکر also we must have. But when Allah gives some difficult condition, we must be able to make sabr also. We don't ask for it. We cry and beg, Allah give us afiyah, make it easy for us. But when those little difficult conditions come, whatever it might be, sometimes a financial problem, sometimes a health problem, sometimes some marriage problem, domestic problem, problems come to everyone. Fights you have, etc. So to be able to make sabr at that time and to realize that all this is from Allah and Allah Ta'ala is testing me now and I must pass this test, and Allah loves that person and asks the malaika, a person's child passes away, beautiful little child, and asks the malaika, what did my banda say when I took away his child? He said, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا. Allah becomes extremely happy with that person. And when we complain about Allah Ta'ala, we complain about the matter, which is really we complaining about Allah Ta'ala. So we are failing that test. So this is very, very important. And one great dua of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that, oh Allah, when you gave me your ni'mat, I didn't make your shukr. But you still did not deprive me of your ni'mat. And oh Allah, when you tested me, I failed in making sabr. Yet you did not disgrace and humiliate me. Oh Allah, you caught me red-handed committing sins, but you didn't disgrace me also. So, oh Allah, how kind are you not? So, but if a person makes sabr, it is a great, great thing. Ulama wrote from one Darul Ulum that normally in old age, there's problems come in a person now, his mind is not right, blood pressure, sugar, whatever else now, his legs are a problem, this is a problem, lot of problems. And all this, if we keep our mind also that Allah is cleansing us for akhirat, then we'll make shukr to Allah. Forget sabr, we'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But akhirat is not in front of us. So we find it difficult. Like for example, you have to do your homework, which is hard. Or your study you have to do, you have to write a test, you have to do an assignment. And now it's all problem. And you went visiting, you came back 12 o'clock at night. Now you must stay awake till 2 o'clock and do all this. Everyone is gone to sleep. Not easy. But if you don't do it, when you go to school next day, you go to classes, you got a problem. You do it, you'll go smiling, though you slept so little, but you'll go smiling, you did your work. So for akhirat also, if we do our work, we'll go smiling there. And if we don't do our work, we can sleep, yes, sleep it away like everyone else. But then may Allah have mercy upon us. So there is a mercy of Allah. And there they wrote that when Allah sends this condition, then Allah is forgiving you your sins, raising your position, and that you have this problems that Allah has sent, Allah is giving you reward on that also. Even if you don't make sabr. Even if you complain, then also you are getting sawab. And if you make sabr, much more the reward is. So how kind is not Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala cleanse us, but we ask for afiyat. That Allah is that great being that He can forgive without even punishing. Allah Ta'ala can, what is called marahim khusrwana, royal pardon, that Allah just pardons you. We beg of Allah for that. We do wrong all the time. Allah favors us with His showers us with His favors all the time. And we beg of Allah that even our life in this dunya make it easy. We not be a burden to ourselves, to other people. And mort also Allah makes it easy. Qabr's life Allah makes easy. The day of Qiyamah, pull sirat to cross, Allah make it easy inshallah. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam 7 saal tak bala mein khuda ke mehmanon ke sath yani keeron ke sath jo badan mein paida kar diye gaye the khush aur razi bar raza rahe. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam for how many years, and he was happy those ants and worms and things that were on his body, when they should fall down he should put them back. He should say, Allah has appointed you here. Yeah, so how, for how many years, different riwayats, different number of years are mentioned, but no complaint whatsoever. And today we complain a lot, and if our eyes on akhirat, our eyes on Allah, it will make it easy. But when pain, etc., people who suffer with cancer pain, other pains in the body, Allah save us. Allah be kind to us and all around us, our family, everyone, Allah be kind to us. But this is, if we realize it from Allah and you can make sabr at that time, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, almost 10 years, what sabr Hazrat made. Never a word of complaint. And just like and what Hazrat was, and then his final condition like that. Allah give us tawfiq also of sabr, but we ask also afiyat. More we ask for afiyat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I understand it from you, but your afiyat is much more pleasurable to us. So we are extremely weak. We have to ask for afiyat for everyone all the time, for all the places. May Allah Ta'ala grant us inshallah. Hopefully all are making effort. Now there is hardly time to get some reports of for efforts for the Islahi Jalsa, inshallah. We try and make efforts. Brothers are responding positively, even from overseas. We who are here, how much are we doing? Allah give us all tawfiq to prepare and prepare other brothers also. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.